Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. Happy National Poetry Month! March was National Women's History Month, and I shared an article about Anne Bradstreet, America's first woman to be recognized as a poet. It seemed only right to kick off National Poetry Month with one of her works. Bradstreet was conflicted in her faith, trying to reconcile her internal feelings with the puritanical concerns of the society in which she lived. Yet she sought and found comfort in her faith and an outlet in her writing. The selection for today is her response to losing their home to a fire. Here follows some verses upon the burning of our house, July 10, 1666, copied out of loose paper. In silent night, when rest I took, for sorrow near I did not look. I wakened, was with thundering noise, and piteous shrieks of dreadful voice, that fearful sound of fire and fire. Let no man know is my desire. I, starting up, the light did spy, and to my God my heart did cry, to straighten me in my distress, and not to leave me succorless. Then, coming out, behold a space, the flame consume my dwelling place. And when I could no longer look, I blessed his name that gave and took, that laid my goods now in the dust. Yea, so it was, and so 'twas just. It was his own, it was not mine. Far be it that I should repine. He might of all justly bereft, but yet sufficient for us left. When by the ruins oft I passed, my sorrowing eyes aside did cast, and here and there the places spy, where oft I sate and long did lie. Here stood that trunk, and there that chest. There lay that store I counted best. My pleasant things in ashes lie, and behold them no more shall I. Under thy roof no guest shall sit, nor at thy table eat a bit. No pleasant talk shall e'er be told, nor things recounted done of old. No candle e'er shall shine in thee, nor bridegroom's voice e'er heard shall be. In silence ever shalt thou lie. Adieu, adieu, all's vanity. Then straight I gin my heart to chide, and did thy wealth on earth abide? Didst fix thy hope on mouldering dust? The arm of flesh didst make thy trust? Raise up thy thoughts above the sky, that dunghill mists away may fly. Thou hast a house on high erect, framed by that mighty architect, with glory richly furnished, stands permanent, though this be fled. It's purchased, and paid for, too, by him who hath enough to do. A price so vast as is unknown, yet by his gift is made thine own. There's wealth enough, I need no more. Farewell, my pelf, farewell, my store. The world no longer let me love. My hope and treasure lies above. Anne Bradstreet acknowledges the grief and longing that still linger, and yet remembers just how temporary it all is, finding comfort in moving on and looking to the future. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.